The word for the day, still new. And I'm referring this morning to Corinthians chapter 15, that's 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and the first 8 verses. Verse 1 reads, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. You know, things get old so quickly. It was only last year when I bought a new smartphone, like brand new. Already, it's outdated and slow. It doesn't compare with the ones you can get now. And as for my computer, well, so out of date. You know, everything we create and do will go out of date. It's called modern living. But some things change quicker than others. Types of music change. Fashion change. Everything moves on. Everything that is but for the good news of Jesus. The gospel is over 2,000 years old. And although there have been lots of changes and updated versions since then, the story is still the same and as important today as it was when it was written. The gospel is simply this. Jesus Christ came to earth, lived a perfect life, gave up his life by being sacrificed on a cross, was buried in a tomb, and was raised from the dead 3 days later. Because he took our punishment for our wrongs, our selfishness on himself, he can forgive us for everything and make us children of God if we trust in him. Read Acts 13, verses 38 to 39. Let the greatest story ever told make you brand new forever. It's the story that never grows old. Never changes. Think about it. How do you feel about the story of Jesus today? Is it still amazing? Is it still exciting? Or is it growing old and tired? If the gospel isn't as great as it used to be for you, ask God to help you see it with a fresh pair of eyes today. For the gospel never gets old, never changes. Have a great day with joy in your heart.